Hey everyone, I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
And you're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast, brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods.
Today we're excited to be joined by Zach Dill. Zach is known on the off-road and social media platforms as a personality that'll make you laugh. Zach has built a reputation for having hilarious yet knowledgeable content for outdoor enthusiasts around the world. Listen as we discuss his Moxie bootleg business, his fame in Trinidad, and what he's up to next.
What's up, everyone? I'm Mo. Today we got the pleasure of sitting with Zach Dill. He's took some time out of Sunday, come down here and hang with us. We're gonna catch up with him. So Zach, what have you been doing out here lately?
That's your start off question, not a how you doing or anything like that. You're just gonna go right into what have I been doing?
Well, I mean, I just got here. I've been here 15 minutes, man. I've been a minute since I caught to you, so I figured we'd catch up on what's been most recent, and then we can go back into how you kind of got to where you're at today.
Oh, I see. This is a very professional podcast.
I didn't let notes out in front of you, but they're in my head.
I wanted to start off with something completely separate because I brought you a gift.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And we had to save it for the podcast because you were asking me about it already, but I wanted to make sure that we got it, on tape.
Well, all your gifts always just blow you away. Beyond. Yeah. The, was it rum that I had that was?
Yes.
You know, you could start a fire with?
Yeah, that was Trinidadian rum, which was, it's like jet fuel.
You knew you were drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
It warmed you.
It's pretty intense. Out. Yeah. But I brought you this because I know you're a soda man. And for those of you at home that are listening, this is what's called a Moxie. And a Moxie is a main drink.
Okay.
Only sold in New England. I've only ever seen them in Maine, but that's where I grew up. And they have a very unique flavor.
What are we talking like compared to like Coke, Dr. Pepper? Is it a Moxie?
It's a Moxie. Okay. It's its own thing.
Nice.
So I'd like you to take a sip off of that.
Nice.
Get a hit off of it. The pickiest person in the world.
Oh, I know. People either they love it or they hate it. So
cheers, man. Moxie. Cheers. If I say it's pretty wild, you'll know how I feel. All
right, we're awaiting his test results.
It's good. It is different. It's a Moxie.
Well, that's good.
What is that? Like a root beer base? What are we talking
about? I don't
know.
I don't know if it's a root beer base, if it's a ginger ale base, or like what exactly the base of it is.
But Joe, give that
a
hit.
Does it fail the wild test?
The what?
The wild? No. It's good. It's really good. If I'd have said it's pretty wild, that's my polite way of saying,
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that about the rum that I brought you.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's really good.
I told you, it's different. It's a Moxie.
It's like a vanilla ginger ale or something, maybe. I don't know.
It's
maybe licorice?
I feel like it hits everybody's palate a little differently.
Yeah.
So it's like some people
licorice.
Like, yeah, some people like get the licorice out of it. Some people get the root beer.
This guy could be a family member down the line.
He is, actually.
Yeah.
Same slick hair, looking sharp, man.
Yeah, Mo is talking about the mascot that's been on the front of Moxie for forever, which is this guy with nice, like, gelled back hair and a suit, and he's kind of pointing directly at you like
drink me.
Uncle Sam.
Drink, you know?
Drink right Moxie. Now. Yeah. So that's a Moxie. Anyways, now we can get started.
So if it's from back home,
mm-hmm.
What'd you do? Did you bootleg some of these out?
I sure did. When I was in Maine in July, I was up there for a wedding, and my girlfriend had never had Moxie before, obviously, because she's not from Maine. And so I introduced her to it, but the only quantity I could find these in were in 12 packs, which was very strange.
Yeah.
Usually they do come in bottles, so you can buy them in bottles, but
it's probably a little better.
Yeah. So anyways, I brought all the ones that she didn't have home. And I've just been slowly giving. This is actually the last one of my stock.
Are they doing diets? Just Reggie, full flavor, no diets.
I don't think there's a
full sugar. I dig that.
It's all Moxie heavy.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, there's no light version of it.
Yeah, I mean, good for them, man. Yeah. Way to stick true to your guns, man. If you're gonna keep your old pub going, keep all the sugar in it too.
That's what I always say. Yeah,
that's the way it should be.
It really is.
Yeah. So you're bootlegging sodas these days.
That's really the primary source of income. Yeah.
So that's good, man. I know the Bandit had a heck of a run with that, so it's good to see you kind of picking up where he left off.
Yeah.
Getting some of these across
state lines.
Well, yeah, right? I mean, don't let them catch that on your carry-on.
I know. We're actually thinking of starting, like, a series where, like, we kind of outrun the police along beaches with all of our bootlegged moxie. And we're gonna hopefully turn it into, like, a real sport here in a couple of years. But for now, I mean,
you're creating the demand right here one at a time.
Yeah.
You know, you're just sprinkling out, you know, a dozen throughout the Phoenix metro area. And
that's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some people hooked, you know, I become the new dealer.
I'm the man now, yep. I'm your moxie guy, your go-to, your plug.
It's the Wild West for moxie right now, it really is.
It's an open market, that's the thing is, once the one percenters get onto it, they're going to see it, they're going to want a piece, you're going to have some comp.
That's what I'm thinking, I'm hoping to start a moxie crypto pretty soon as well. Sell out like the Hawktua girl.
It's probably why him and Grant went to that Toyota race event. What was it?
Daytona 500, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
They've got a nice small operation there. Yeah, they started out, I think, as like, they were bootlegging something.
Yeah,
I can't really remember.
Yeah.
Panned out for them.
Yeah,
could absolutely. Be something for you.
That's right. Man, I never thought of myself as a copycat, but I guess they did sort of come up with the idea first, didn't they?
Well,
you'll see off, right?
I mean, it's been so long, nobody's going to remember. It'll be original now.
Yeah.
You know, put your spin on it.
Yeah, I mean, everything's being revised these days. They're making American Psycho again. Can you believe that?
No. No. Is this the third rendering? Where are we at here?
No. So the original Christian Bale, Patrick Bateman, was the original one. And now they're making another one with Austin Butler.
Man, I wish we were big enough that we had an assistant. I thought there was another one before that. I'd have somebody look that up right now if we had one.
Really? Maybe.
Here. I'll look it up.
You know.
Jamie, can you look that up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jamie, J-O, they call me Mel.
Well, he's our Jamie.
Yeah.
If we are the Joe Rogans, then he is our Jamie, Jamie's. Technically, yeah.
Hey, that's all right.
The Mellies of the world.
Ah, dude.
What's it say?
I'm not connected to Wi-Fi.
Oh, man.
All this tech in this room, and we've got internet.
Let me see if my
phone is over there.
Let me see if I can use 5G to look this up real quick.
All right, I do
have a cell phone on me.
Flex with that 5G.
I know.
Drop, you know.
It's LTE, 5G LTE.
Five bars. I mean, city life's getting to you.
Yeah.
Original American Psycho. Was there one before?
I thought there was, but... Dude, I'm creeping up there in age, so maybe I've got it wrong.
There was a sequel to the movie, but there was, I think the original one was the Christian Bale one.
Well, I stand corrected, man. I was just out in L.A., too. I should know better. You have all my movies in line. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I think.
Missed it.
Yeah, I think. So I think it originally was a book, and then they turned it into a movie.
Nobody's ever done that either.
They did make a sequel. You know, what I'd like to see is somebody take a movie and turn it into a book.
It's tough, man, tough. We listened to a book out here.
Well, you could do it. You could expand on it, right?
It was good enough for a movie, without a doubt.
Oh, what was absolutely. It called? It's called what, Living with the Seal?
Yeah, Living with the Seal.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that about the musician, correct?
He's part musician, but he ends up having a seal come live with him for 30 days. And
no, the seal is the musician.
No, the
seal?
No. No, that would be good. That would be good, too. I mean,
you
got to think he sings a lot.
Yeah. Mm. This guy, he was a musician, and then what business did he get into?
Private jets.
Yeah.
PJs.
Yeah, PJs.
PJs, for sure. Yeah. If you're in the business, you'd know.
You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was a really good book and super, super funny.
Surprise, there's that movie. Give it a listen.
I will.
Man.
I will.
Yeah.
What was the other one with the octopus that was along the similar lines? My life with Octo.
No, or, on Netflix. Are we?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that?
No, that was. Oh my gosh, my wife may kill me, man. She was
School of Octopus.
It was good. I thought it was My Octopus Friend.
Oh, My Octopus Teacher.
That's who it is.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I knew I'd come up with it.
Is that the one where the guy he like basically just. I mean, he doesn't live with the octopus, but he goes. And
he
like,
wants
yeah.
to.
Yeah, yeah, he has like a very forced, intimate connection with an octopus, and like they the octopus isn't interested at first, and then he just kind of keeps coming back to its
like,
reef.
Like all of us dudes are, right? Like, yeah. okay, you're playing hard to get, you're not interested, I'll be back tomorrow, I'm going to bring some tasty treats over.
The important distinction is this guy's a good guy. He takes no for an answer.
Yeah.
You know, he backs away, he retreats.
Plays it cool, right? He can't come running in on these things.
But after he leaves for a while, the octopus realizes, this might be my soulmate.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody like you in the ocean, you know, so you're different. You kind of stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us what you're doing. What are you doing next year? What have you been working on? I know every time I see you, you're somewhere cool, doing something fun, usually car related.
Usually automotive related. That is sort of what I'm most interested in. What have I been... Let me not drag this out too much. I've just been working on, honestly, like my personal stuff, which is like Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
And then...
Are you still big TikTok? Are you still big TikToking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big TikTok head.
It's funny. So that's how Zach and I, one of the first things we ever talked about when we met maybe 3-4 years ago now.
Yeah. I think it was only like... Because I've only been creating stuff for like 2.5 years. It feels like a lot longer than that, but it was only like 2.5 years ago.
It has to be 3 minimum.
No, because the last year's Overland East, when we were there, I had met you at the one previously. And that's when I had just started.
Right, so that would make this one
2.5 years.
I think I'm going to stick with 3, you stick with 2.5. Our anniversary is coming up, so think of what you're getting me.
2.5.
But more he had brought that up, man. He was talking TikToks and stuff like that and had his forerunner and everything. And it's funny to see where we're at now and kind of how it grew from there and you reaching out and everything like that, running some of our product. And, I mean, you eventually got the chance to take it full-time and everything.
Yeah.
I mean... Which How long have you been doing that? I'm definitely not going to quote any years or any kind of time of day.
How long have I been full time? I guess probably like a year and like a little over a year now. Full time. No, it must be more than that. A year and a half. Let's say a year and a half. Yeah. It's been something like a year and a half that I've been pretty much full time doing this stuff, which is exciting. I mean, I really do genuinely hate telling people that I'm a content creator because it sounds like just scummy bottom of the barrel, but I mean, it does lead me to some pretty cool places and I don't hate it.
You've landed some good spots.
Yeah.
It's just like when you tell people that they kind of back away from you a little bit and they're like, no. That's interesting.
It depends. Some people come running to you once they hear that too, you know.
That's true. That's true.
Not everybody just runs from that.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing that it's led you to, would you say, as far as experience?
Gosh, you guys are going to have to clip this out and shorten it down because I'm going to really think about that.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, a lot. I would say, honestly, probably the craziest experience that I've had or the most, like, sort of surreal, like, kind of like out of body experience that I've had with it, where you ascend to a sort of ethereal plane. You're like questioning your own existence and you're like, how did this get me here?
But
Mo probably knows the story. Jay, I don't know if you know the story, but like early on in TikTok, one of the first things that I did to like sort of like gain any relevancy was I would do these things called like rig roasts. And it was just a really simple concept, but it was basically that people would just like send me a picture of their car and I would like roast it and I would make a video out of it.
Yeah.
And I would just come up with these sort of like ham-fisted insults and just like say like nothing. I would try not to go too far to make it like personal, but just try to make it like lighthearted and funny.
Right.
And so people really liked those and I gained like a little bit of a following from it. And there was this dude that kept commenting on my videos and he would be like, dude, please roast my car. But there were lots of comments and all the comments would be the same thing. They would be like, please roast my car. Please roast my car.
Right.
So it was hard to like pick from them. Yeah. I would just have to like kind of scroll through and just randomly like be like, this guy, I'm going to do it to him. But this one dude, I remember I just like would keep seeing his name like over and over again. So one day I finally was like, okay, you know what? Like I'll do his. And he had this black Toyota Hilux. And I was like, oh, this guy's must not be in the United States. It, the number tags on his truck weren't U.S. plates either, so I was like, okay, obviously not from the States. So anyways, I did a roast on his car, and I uploaded the video, and it, like, kind of, like, it didn't really get that many views, like, the first day or two, and then all of a sudden, it, like, I just kept seeing notifications that would pop up that would be, like, comments on that video, and it'd be like, don't mess with Trinidad, don't mess with Trinidad. And I was like, what is this? Like, why are these people commenting this? And so I finally clicked that this kid was from Trinidad, obviously.
Yeah.
And his, like, he had a social media presence in Trinidad. Yeah. And so, like, basically me tagging him in the video and everything, like, it basically gave it all to his audience. And his audience didn't understand that I was doing this, like, as a joke, and that he was, like, in on the joke.
Oh, my God.
So he had, like, even messaged me and been like, dude, thanks for, like, finally doing my car. Like, it was cool, you know? And... But like I said, his audience, like, was not in on the joke. So they were just like, this white boy, like, better not mess with us.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on here? And so I forget how this all came to be, but I basically was like, well, I'm going to take this and kind of, like, double down on
it.
So I made, like, another video on it. And I was like, apparently Trinidad, like, doesn't understand, like, what a rig roast is and, like, all this stuff.
In it.
So I'm going to cut out a decent amount of the story. That TikTok ended up on their national news. And it just, like, it started to, like, explode. So like, I was like, wow, this is, like, kind of weird. And but I was like, at this, like, it's funny. The other thing was, is once I made the second video, I feel like the comments started to be like 25% were all of a sudden started to understand the joke, and the other 75% were still really mad. So I was like, I'm just going to keep going with the joke.
Yeah.
And, like, the original dude that I had roasted with his black Toyota Hilux, he had, like, a group of buddies in an automotive community in Trinidad, and they all became my friends, and they were like, you have to keep going with this. It's really funny. So we did all kinds of stuff. We did, like, Instagram lives and TikTok lives, and, like, I spent a month talking about nothing but Trinidad. Like, I talked about them, and I would do all these weird skits about Trinidad and, like, all this funny stuff. And I know this is a lot of, like, setup to get to, like, the main story here of what you asked, which was
perfect.
The craziest place it led me to. But, of course, after a month of doing this, they were all like, okay, the comments flipped. And it got to a point where it was like 100% of the comments were from people from Trinidad.
Yeah.
And they were all like, we love Zach. This is funny.
Yeah.
And so it was cool. It was a cool, like, thing to start off with, like, sort of the hatred, and then get to, like, the point where you're, like, kind of accepted by this bigger group. And obviously once it got to the end of, like, the month where I was making a lot of content about Trinidad, they were like, well, now you have to, like, come here. Like, you do have to come here and come visit us. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess, you know, I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, I would love to. And it took me a little while to, like, coordinate it, but I did end up getting to Trinidad, like, 8 or 9 months later.
Yeah.
And I remember I flew there from Alaska, which was kind of crazy because it was, like, literally traversing the globe, like, from Alaska all the way down to...
Well, it seemed like this is when you were really starting to pick up steam, too. Like, you were really in... You know, like you're saying, you're coming from Alaska, you know, you're traveling all over the place already.
Yeah. So when I had originally made a lot of those Trinidad videos, I still was not full time. Yeah. And then in between the time that I stopped making those videos and went to Trinidad, that's when I went full time. So you're totally right. But I went down there and it was... I couldn't believe the amount of people that knew me.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a small place, obviously. Yeah. So it's a more, like, kind of, like, concentrated audience.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because like, there's not that many people. But it was just kind of like, it's the only time in my life I've ever really felt like a celebrity.
Right.
Where I was like, I kind of feel like everyone here knows me.
Yeah, you're like a national treasure there.
I kind of was. Yeah. And I was like, I was really relishing it. You know, I was like, this is amazing.
I soaked this up, man.
Yeah, I really was soaking it up, every second of it. So anyways, that was honestly, I think the really, like, jarring thing there was just that it was like, How did I go from making like silly little like TikTok videos to like being semi well known in a country?
Right.
And yeah. The other thing that happened too was like while I was there, like I got to meet lots of people in Trinidad, which was an amazing experience. Their like national news came and wanted to interview me while I was there. They wrote like a article about me in their like a national like newspaper. Like it was just very surreal, you know. It was like really kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was amazing. That was like one of my favorite things I've ever done in my entire life. And
it looked like a once in a lifetime experience being, you know, having locals that are, you know, so in touch with that community. I know you were posting stuff to your stories and you'd be out with these Toyota groups and man, these boys, man, they live to hit the rev limiter. You know, if you're not on the rev limiter, you're really not trying.
Yeah.
Really, honestly, one of the best things that happened to me while I was there, it was a sense of validation that was missing from my life. But we were on this like big mud hill and one of these dudes had gotten his, like, couldn't get his truck like quite up it. And I was like, all right, let me take it for a spin. And he was like, okay. And I just laid that thing to the floor and just kept wheel spinning all the way up. And I got to the top and they came up behind me and like walked up and they were like, man, this white boy can really drive. I was like, all right. I feel so validated.
We made it.
That's awesome.
That and I could handle my spice. Yeah. And they were really impressed with how well I could handle my spice. And
He can.
Yeah. I was, that made me feel really good about myself.
Zach has roasted me out in Florida one time, man. He bust out some sauce with some
it was from Trinidad.
Yeah, some breakfast burritos, and I'm like, oh heck yeah, man, we're gonna dress these up, you know, get a little spice on them. And and I don't know that he goes nuts for the spice stuff, and I sprinkle it on there like I would, you know,
like a little Tabasco
burrito. And you know, first bite, man, you're into it and everything. Bacon's great, eggs great, you don't taste the sauce that much, man. But second bite, dude, I'm melting. I mean, like, it wrecked my life for 15 to 20 minutes. I mean, nothing tasted right. You know, I don't care how many more eggs I would have had. I mean, that spice was with me for, like I said, a good half hour, man. Sucking Cokes down, water. I mean, it didn't matter. Like I said, it wrecked my life. You know, I mean, I'm just walking around just looking at Zach, looking at this burrito, go, man, I really F this one up, man.
it was an intense-y. I could, the moment you got to like the quarter way point into that burrito, I could see your eyes watering and like the redness coming up in your cheeks. And you were just like, whew, this is warm.
Oh, yes, man. He's like, yeah, how is it? You know, dude, amazing, right? Man, you taste a little spice. I'm no bitch, man. We'll just keep this right. Dude, one more bite's all I had, man, before I tapped out. I mean, seriously, dying, man. And
just a couple of cobbler boys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Boys, definitely more of a cobbler dude, man. Keep that spice to yourself.
Yeah. You got steamrolled on that one. But it was good. The one thing I like about that hot sauce that they use scorpion peppers, but in their hot sauce, it's kind of like it's like a thicker consistency and it's got a lot of like good taste to it. Mm-hmm. I like a lot
That's
of hot
what people
sauces.
Said.
Yeah, I don't like the hot sauces that are just pure heat. Like, not my thing, but if it's really hot and it tastes really good, I like that.
Got some twang to it,
Guys at the office that like that kind of hot stuff, they said it was sweet. I was like, where do you get that from? Like, there is nothing sweet in that whole jar. You know, but same, you know, we have a couple people back home that like it, and they thought it was sweet, thought it was delicious. And I was like, I'm going to have that bottle, man.
Which hot sauce was it?
I don't know, but you can order it. You can order it off the internet.
Yeah. It's, I forget the name of it now, but yeah, it's scorpion pepper. Like I said, it's like BD's or something. It's something with a B. I forget.
If we still have it at the office, I'll just give it a call.
Dude, it'll wreck your world, man.
Oh man, I'll be all right. I'm sure I'll
know. You gotta wait and see. Dude.
Yeah. Life insurance. It's all right.
Life insurance. Yeah. You got life insurance.
Well, it's good, man. It'll go away. You know, 20, 30 minutes.
Exactly. Well, tell me about you guys' trip to L.A.
Oh, boy. How much fun was that, man?
Man, it was good. It was good. We, we'll just tell you about today alone, you know, really. And then we'll get into other stuff. Man, we've been up. What time did you wake me up, Mo?
I woke him up 2:30 this morning, West Coast time.
A.M.
A.M. Wow. A.M. And we rolled out. We went to what?
Jack in the Box,
Anza Borrego, and
Ocotillo Wells.
Ocotillo Wells, yeah. That's sort of the
Jack in the Box was afterwards.
Yeah, not quite the halfway point, but it's like a little bit on the way to here.
Yeah.
We had a guy give us a route to run down through there, so we did exactly that. And you're thankful to have somebody give you a route out there, because wheeling out west or driving off road out west, whatever they want to say, whoever you want to call it, but it's so different. I can see how you could get just totally lost out there, turned around.
Oh yeah,
you know, there's a road, but off of that, you know, it's just a spider web of other offshoots and trails that you could hit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's multiple times where I would drive and shoot. Mo kind of would have to kind of point me in the right spot, because everything kind of looks the same. There's really no contrast because it's so bright.
Yeah.
It was definitely different than what we're generally used to, but it was a ton of fun. Like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Cool to see a different landscape. And the reason we got up so early, it's not like it's that far from LA, but we caught it at sunrise, so it was,
oh, nice.
It was worth it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was out in Johnson Valley last weekend, and it's the same thing. Like, it's so expansive.
Yeah.
Johnson Valley, scares me a little bit, because there's like a bunch of, it's big, it's very expansive, and you can get lost really easily because it's like it all, like you said, kind of looks the same,
right?
But yeah, I was out last year, actually it was this day last year, which is kind of weird, but I went out in Johnson Valley with a pro Can-Am driver.
Yeah.
And the sun went down and neither of us had a map.
Oh my God.
And we got like fairly lost, and it was getting cold.
Yeah.
And he knew Johnson Valley pretty well, but he was just like, I'm super turned around right now. And we went this one direction, and he was like, oh no, we're going towards like Wrecking Ball, which is like this crazy feature that's out there. And he's like, this is not the way to go. Like, we're way further out than I thought we were.
Yeah.
Right. And so then we like turned around again, and we were just like going through the desert, and like, it was, and then all of a sudden we saw like Dave Cole's ranch, and we were like, oh, all right, this is it. You know, it was just for a second there, it was kind of tense, because I was like, we might just be out here, man.
Yeah.
Like,
that could easily happen. Like I said, if we wouldn't have had a blue line on a Gaia map to follow, we wouldn't have known which way to go or anything like that. And we were out there so early, there's nobody else up and around, maybe Saturday night hit some folks in that hard, but yeah.
Well, it's funny too, because I noticed the vastness kind of makes me uncomfortable, because, we're really used to a bunch of trees, real close knit, kind of like the opposite, of vastness. And man, it just it being so wide open and being able to see everything, and it was just, it was real hard for me to kind of orient myself out there. I could definitely see myself getting lost for sure.
Yeah. I always kind of think too that out east, because I'm that's where I kind of started my journeys. But the other thing that gives you a little bit of comfort is I know you're quote unquote off the beaten path, but any of those trail systems, any that you follow, it's a well driven in trail system.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I think kind of what you're saying is when you get very familiar with heavily wooded areas, there you have a lot of
markers,
geological markers that you kind of go by to find your way in or out, even if you don't have any cell service or a map or whatever it is. But I think the thing that's scary about the West and really expansive areas like that is that you can sometimes look at a mountain that seems like it's right in front of you and realize it's that's 100 miles away, and you can get so turned around by what's in between all of that. So it's the same thing to me as the ocean.
Oh yeah.
Like the ocean's the most terrifying place to me, because it's like, there's just, it all looks the same. There's no markers.
There's sharks.
There's sharks. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
all sorts of crazy things. But other than that, California was great. The rigs, the rodeo rigs, show was amazing. That was a lot of fun, and we ate a ton of good food, a ton of ice cream. So
Way too much ice cream.
Way too much ice cream. I mean, we.
Yeah, you guys were saying this when you came in. What's the deal with the ice cream?
Dude, we were double fisting one night.
Yeah, Joe Shaved Ice was right beside us. And,
pause.
And you're right.
Ice cream enema, I guess. Yeah. Interesting. You guys, yeah. That's new age.
Now, I mean, one night we had a root beer float in one hand. And, like, I had a banana split in one hand, and Mo had, what'd you have, a brownie sundae?
Had a brownie sundae and a root beer float.
Yeah. And it was.
Okay. Well, that's insane, first of all, because when you said double fisting ice cream, I thought you meant just, like, two ice cream cones, but two decadent ice cream desserts.
One was really, like, a drink, though. You know, like, the float, it does have ice cream. But that's more of like a drink, you know.
Yeah.
It comes with the straw. That's a drink. The sundae is definitely ice cream. So really, you're kind of like, And I mean, these are things. This is how I sold myself on it and how I walked away with it. Yeah, so trust me, it's up if you keep listening to it long enough.
Well, it was funny, too, because like I was leaning back, you know, on the bed of the hotel.
Neither one of us finished our floats either, for the record.
So the two of you were just in a room together doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, hanging out like a couple kids.
Normal guys.
Couple kids in the big city, man. It's
totally normal guys doing normal things.
Yeah. I mean, we saw some, I mean, for a couple guys from Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, going to California, it's such like a shock. And J.O. said it may be the best I've ever heard, man. You know, it's like
I said it is the California, or really L.A. is the physical version of the internet. Like, And it's dial up internet because it takes freaking forever to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Dude, it is rough.
Yeah, we saw some things, man. Like I said, LA, man, it'll catch you off guard. Yeah. You're just kind of like, oh, not in Arkansas. Yeah.
We saw this bar. I won't get too far into it because it's probably not the most PG thing.
Is this a PG podcast?
I mean, it's kind of whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going down this, what road was that?
West Hollywood. We're on Santa Monica Drive, right?
Santa Monica
Boulevard.
Yeah. Anyways, we see this bar and it's awesome branding, you know, and it's got this
great job with their marketing and their brand.
Yeah. I mean, it looks super cool. You know, they have like all this glowing stuff in the window. I mean,
what was it? Looks like an old craft type whiskey bar, man. Yeah. Kind of look like a cool smoky vibe.
Name says Revolver on it, and I'm.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say you guys clearly don't know West Hollywood I know what's in West Hollywood.
Here's the worst part. I told my wife that we're going to West Hollywood that night, and she lived out there, so she knows how West Hollywood is. Never once did she mention it to us or anything like that. And of course, we call her the next morning. We're like, you know, she asked how her night was, and we're like, well, you know, it's a hair different out there, and she was like, yeah, she's like, I knew it was, she's like, I just didn't want to tell y'all, I just wanted y'all to get, like, a real feel for it, you know?
That's good. Yeah. You guys should have those experiences.
Yeah.
Man, I love West Hollywood. Yeah. It's so eccentric.
But, yeah, no, we see this bar, and it says Revolver on it, and I tell Mo, and I said, man, that bar looks cool. We ought to go check it out, and man, we get about 10 foot further, and I see this guy in this box dancing for this other guy, you know, and that's as far as I go with it. But
we know the list.
Yeah.
Dude, you should have checked it out. You should have checked it out.
Oh, man, checked it right out.
We did. We felt good about it. The place we were going was a hair further. The crazy thing is that road, you know, from the time we got off the highway to the spot where we stopped at, man, I mean, it had a little mix of everybody in between. And the funny thing is that some of these places look like not awesome places. You'd go to the website, and it's beautiful inside, you know, all the wood and all the leather and stuff. You're just like, okay, they're doing it right down here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, those bars in West Hollywood are awesome. They're predominantly gay bars, for anybody that's listening that doesn't know.
Yeah,
but, like, I mean, they know how to have fun, dude.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
you go
I'm
to a
sure.
lot of straight bars and, like, there's just people standing sad. They've just gotten their hearts broken, you know, like, it's not a lot of fun usually.
Yeah.
We went down there for some live music. So we only knew of one bar. That's what brought us down there. And then same, you know, getting through LA is different, you know, like me, small town. So, you know, I'm like, man, it's 11 p.m., man. We're probably going to jump on the highway and cruise
up
on home.
Nope.
Shit, no, man. We were jammed up so much. Just like, We kept wondering, how do people even get in accidents out here, man? Nobody's ever going above 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's usually because half the people are, 75% of people are going under 15 miles an hour, and the other 25% are going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen cars driving down the shoulder. I'm like, this is a freaking war zone out here. Like, these people are psychos.
It is. Do you guys, so question for you both, do you guys like LA?
Yeah. I mean, it's so different that it's like, I mean, it's so different. You know, could I ever live there? Man, I don't think so. Or I'd have to work right next door to where I live, or maybe live at work. I don't know how that would have to work, but that traffic is psychotic, man. And I mean, we'd just do some running through the day, and there was never a time we were on the highway. I'll tell you when it was. 2 o'clock this morning, 3 o'clock this morning. That's the best time to be on the highway out there. Yeah. You can actually get places, but
yeah.
I mean, there's things I like. I like the sunshine, palm trees. I mean, it's winter right now, and I was able to wear, you know, light clothes and stuff like that, not freeze.
Yeah. I love visiting LA.
Yeah.
And it'd be a place that I could come seasonally. But the traffic is what really kills me. I don't know if I could do the traffic at all.
Well, I will say, like, the thing with a lot of people in LA, I mean, not, I guess not a lot of people, but like some people in LA, is they will live in like pockets, you know? And so you don't get on the highway very often, you know what I mean? Like, Justin and I, like, I'm just like, not to give away his address too much, but like, he doesn't live that far from Donut, so whenever we, like, go to the Donut office or whatever his house, we just take surface streets. So we're not, like, on the highway ever, you know?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and it's, like, you know, still, like, I don't know, 7:30 a.m., like, the streets are busy, but it's not as bad as, like, the highways are.
No. Which, it'd be cool, because I guess I'm sure you probably have, like, a little bit of sense of community, you know, and, like, those little pockets and stuff, so that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Get your fixings.
I like that. I mean, I find that kind of fun. I mean, I grew up in a place that was really rural, and it was like...
Same.
Yeah, and it was like 30-ish minutes, 30, 45 minutes to get to a grocery store, right? You know? Yeah. So, like, that has its drawbacks, too, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's what we were laughing, you know, once we got out there, because, like, man, we'll gripe if it takes us 20, 30 minutes to get to work. And we're talking, you know, going, how far do you live? 20, 30 miles from work or whatever? And, you know, and it may take you 30 minutes to get there. We're like, man, traffic jammed up.
I know. If it takes me 35 minutes, I'm, like, cussing at everyone.
Humbling, but I mean, there's good things. The ocean was super cool. Sushi out here is pretty good.
Yeah, Mo loved his. Sushi burrito was awesome.
Sushi burrito was awesome. Mm. I'm on this kick where I'm trying stuff up until the end of the year. You know, I'm picky, you know, so people are like, here, try this. I'm like, okay, man, I'll try it, you know.
And wow.
Don't I'm have impressed. To finish it, right? I know, right? You know, totally maturing.
I love to see it.
Yeah.
At a ripe old age.
Dude, 31. I went into the sushi place last night, adventurous, man. I knew I was going to give me some raw sushi, and I was going to love it. It was going to be the best thing I ever had. Only thing I ordered, minus the sushi burrito. And dude, I ate 4 pieces, and I kind of knocked all the raw stuff off of it and everything, and man, what a fail on my part.
Really?
I thought it was pretty good, honestly. He gave me a piece of it, and he was just like, it's too cold. Like, what do you
mean? It was too cold.
I like my sushi cold.
Yeah. Same. I would like to have you try Spam Musubi. Have you ever had that?
No, but man, if you've got some on you, let's go. Fire it up.
I don't have any in my pocket, but
dude, come on.
It is really good. I could see you liking that better because it's kind of like sushi, but you know, you've had Spam before.
Yes.
Do you like Spam?
Yes.
Okay. So perfect.
That's like then, fried bologna.
Exactly. Then you've already had Spam Musubi essentially. I mean, Spam Musubi is just like a level up from that, but it's
dude, I love that.
It's like a Spam sushi roll kind of, but it's like long. It's like usually kind of like this long, and it's like just sort of a little bed of rice, that like kind of a sauce, like a sweeter sauce on top of the rice.
I've taken this 10 out of 10 times last night.
Dude, it's one of my favorite things to snack on.
Oh, they have it at Hawaiian Bros.
Yeah.
By the office.
Yes.
Sure it's not as good as like traditional, but
it's still pretty good. Yeah.
They have like this Dole sherbet ice cream stuff that you can, I mean, you can wash it down with that.
Dude, if anything else, right? All right. I think I'm on board with this. It checked all my boxes. You didn't act like it was swimming in vegetables, you know, you're talking
It's awesome.
Spam, rice.
Honestly, 99% of spam musubi. This is my opinion. This is coming from a white guy, by the way, who like only learned about spam musubi like two, 3 years ago. So, but in my opinion, 99% of the spam musubi that I've had, yeah, is all the same. And then sometimes you'll get spam musubi from a place that does it really well, and you'll be like, damn, this is a step up. Like, you can kind of tell, you know, like something about it is just different.
Yeah.
But there was a place in Hawaii called the Musubi Truck, and they made, like, ridiculously good spam musubi.
That's, like, the best spam you can get out there.
Yeah, dude, we went, when we were in Hawaii, we went to one nice restaurant the entire time, and we were, I was so disappointed. I was, like, I paid, like, quadruple the amount I would pay at any of the, like, food trucks.
Yeah.
And I feel like the food was, like, fine. Yeah. You know, like, but the food trucks were just amazing. Everything I ate at food trucks were incredible out there. So good. Ugh.
That seems like how it always is to me. Food trucks always just kind of have that home cooking, you know, kind of touch to it. Yeah. A little bit more than restaurants.
You find some like good stuff, you find some bad stuff. I will say I'm a big lover. I like to try lots of different food, Mo. This has never been like a problem for me.
Dude.
I had lots of crazy things in Trinidad, actually. But I like to find hole in the wall places.
Oh yeah.
And I have a pretty steel stomach, which allows me to do this because I feel like for most people, this is like a huge gamble.
Right.
And it still is. Like there's a lot of times where I'm like, this doesn't seem like I should eat here, you know?
Yeah.
But I will say I tried and failed last weekend in Johnson Valley. We went to this place. There was like a little gas station and they had a little like Mexican restaurant, like off the end of the gas station. And this woman, right before we walked in, she duped me. She went, in there, that's the best Mexican food I've ever had.
Really?
And I went, okay, I gotta try it.
Yep.
And I went in, and it was, and I'm saying this respectfully, dog food. It was awful. I was like, I could not believe how I'm not even going to go any deeper than that. It was so bad. And I was like, I thought I was going to find my gem hole in the wall, you know, that I was going to be like, this is so
spread bad. The word on these Johnson Valley tacos coming out of this gas station.
It was this place. Oof, not it. Not it. Not it at all.
I wonder what she got. Maybe she got something different. Maybe there's one star on the menu and she hit it and you missed it.
Well, what'd you get? Here's the real test.
I got a burrito.
Oh, you can't screw a burrito.
Yeah, carne asada burrito.
Yeah.
Which I was like, this is like,
that's a failsafe. That's something I would order.
It's a staple, yeah. Right. This is the same. I have a theory that whenever I love Thai food. I like all Thai food. Yeah. But whenever I try a new Thai place, I get their pad Thai first.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, if I don't like the pad Thai here, I won't like the rest of the food.
No point in straying, right?
Yeah. And so, and everybody's always like, well, pad Thai is just like, it's so ubiquitous across like Thai cuisine. I'm like, I know. But I feel like if you can't make really good pad Thai, like I don't think I'm interested in the rest of what you have to make.
I did the same at a pizza place.
Yeah.
You know, like if you can't make a pepperoni pizza, why would I stray? It's the basics, man. If you can't do that.
I agree. I agree. So I always get a pad Thai. And I also, not to
divulge. I'm Thai hot, right?
Too much. I do always get Thai hot, yes.
Of course.
But I also like my pad Thai like a little bit kind of like sticky and not watery.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
If it's too watery, it's like gross. I don't know. It's not.
He'd love the place in Springdale.
Yeah. We're on to a new place. Thai Delight, Springdale. Yeah, shout Thai out. Delight. Shout out to her.
This has some stickies. Pad Thai.
Oh, I love that. I love
that. In the best way. You could roll it up in a ball if you wanted to.
There's a place near me in Phoenix called Taste of Thai, and it's like in a little shopping center. It's a little place, like very small, kind of mom and pop, and their pad Thai, man, so good. There's that place. There was a place in Maine I used to go to sometimes that had like really good pad Thai like that.
Slap it against the wall.
Yeah. There's a place in Vegas that has really good pad Thai.
Dude.
I'm not going to give up all my spots, but I will say that it exists around the country, all right?
The best part of this new place in Springdale, this Thai Delight, she's not new, but it's Connie and her mom, and it's just two people, and that's it. There's nobody else that works there, but it's their sit-down restaurant. We went there one day for a team lunch or whatever, and people were walking in, and instead of her telling these people to wait, she just tells them we're closed. She's like, if all her tables are full, she just tells people we're closed, come back, but... She's also not afraid to tell you that her Thai food is the best, that she's from Thailand.
Yeah.
And she will talk shit on everybody else's Thai food.
Yeah. That's so funny. I kind of respect that.
That's what I thought. I was like, dude, Connie, let them know about it.
It's awesome. Who asked for, was it mushrooms or bell peppers?
Oh,
yeah. I don't remember, but
someone asked for it. I mean, you thought.
Yeah. She said, the world Thai food, no mushroom, no bell pepper, no white onion.
Yep. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
We used to have a place like that growing up. There was a pizza place. And the woman who ran it, her name, she was an Italian woman. She ran it with her Italian husband. They were from New York City. Her name was Fortunata. And she was like.
That sounds like an old car, right? Like, man, I know. I wish you had a Fortunata.
But, yeah, yeah. If you had gotten an 86 Fortunata, you were in luck.
Dude.
She was. Have you guys ever seen the episode of Seinfeld with the soup Nazi?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was that, but for pizza.
Yeah.
And she would do all the same things you're talking about with this Thai woman or Thai place. But she would, like, people would call in, and if she, like, didn't like the order that you were placing for pizza, she'd be like, that'll be 3 hours, wait.
Yeah.
Like, she would just do stuff that. She wouldn't see you. And my family, like, built a good relationship with her.
Smart.
And we would go there every single Friday, and every single Friday, we would walk in, and she'd be like, what do you want? And my parents would be like, we just want to see for us and our kids. And she would be like, okay. And by the end of dinner, she would be like, it's so great to see all of you again. I really love your kids. They're such a delight.
But it was really, like, so really funny.
Put on a smile.
Yeah. She would always set it up, though. She'd be like, why are you here? You know, like, she was just so ruthless.
Why are you here? I know I'm a restaurant, but tell me, surely you're not here to eat.
I heard a great take the other day by John C. Reilly or somebody, I think it was John C. Reilly. Have you guys ever seen those, like, Subway interviews? The guy with the Subway card, and he interviews people. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't think so.
It's great. And he's always like, what's your, like, hot take? And he's gotten, like, lots of, like, random people, like, just random New Yorkers. But he also, like, has recently gotten more, like, celebrities. So he did John C. Reilly the other day.
Yeah.
You know who John C. Reilly is?
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah, from Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he was like, what's your hot take? And John C. Reilly was like, my hot take is, like, I hate when waiters come over and they're like, how's the food tasting? He's like, you don't need to know. Like, you don't need to know how it's tasting, like, in my mouth. And I think it was somebody in the comments who made a good point, though, that was like, I hate it when waiters come over and they're like, oh, have you ever, like, dined with us before? Yeah. And you're just like, have I ever, like, been to a restaurant? Like, yeah, I've been to a restaurant. I'm pretty sure I know how this works. Well, I guess, you know,
I use the fork to pick things up, put my mouth full. Yeah.
And they always tell you the most mundane thing. They're like, okay, so all of our, like, entrees are on the front. All of our drinks are on the back. You're like, oh, just, like, every other place, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, wow, that's, what a surprise. Yeah, you guys are
like,
so unique.
Like what you did there.
Yes. Yeah. They always catch me with my mouth full. I mean, it never fails.
Well,
every single time.
I mean, last night at the sushi restaurant, this is the same, you know, coming from Arkansas, you know, and maybe they don't have them in Phoenix. I don't know. But, like, have you ever heard of, like, Crab Rangoon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
of course, yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah, so we tried to order that last night at this restaurant, and this lady, dude, she looked at us like we had freaking egg on our face, man. You know, she's like,
really?
Did you know Crab Rangoon isn't, like, traditional? Like,
yeah, I did know that.
So I had no idea. You know, we're definitely from Arkansas. And
I mean, that's okay, though.
Yeah. I mean, heck, they got a sushi burrito. I mean, why not have
if it's a Japanese or Asian restaurant in America, then, like, it doesn't necessarily, like, unless they're, like, real hard-pressed about it being traditional, I guess.
They seem...
Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But, I mean, they served me a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
so.
But I asked her, I said, do y'all have Crab Rangoon? And she goes,
Crab what?
What? And then, and I asked her again, and she kind of just starts laughing. She goes, no. And then she just walks off. I'm just
what the heck, man? That's crazy.
I was slightly embarrassed.
So did you guys, like, question if you even knew what a Crab Rangoon was?
Well, then we started questioning, and we're like, man, is everything we're getting real across the world, or is it just in Arkansas? You know, are they serving Crab Rangoons outside the A state, or is that just for us? But
no, they have them. Dude, there used to be this place. I talk about this place frequently, but it was in a town in Maine where I, like, lived when I went to college in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the restaurant was Wok and Roll. And it was best bad Chinese food like I've ever had in my entire life. And the best part about it, the part that always goes makes people go like, ooh, is when you would order, and I'm not even kidding you, it was like $11 for like whatever their dinner special was or whatever. They would serve it in like those styrofoam like to-go containers.
Yeah.
They would rubber band it shut because there was so much food in it.
Dude, really?
Yeah. It was amazing. I never once finished one of their like dinner specials ever in a single, and I was like 20 at the time. Like I was eating most. Yeah. And I never once could finish it. They would give you, dude, they would give you food on the side with it because it was, they would just give you so much. And it was like $10. It was incredible.
Tell me about their crab rangoons. That's how I judge.
They were really good.
Really?
I will say, okay, that's actually what reminded me of it because I've historically never liked crab rangoon, but theirs, a friend of mine that would always go with me would get crab rangoon. Yeah. And I just remember one time he was like, you have to try it. You have to try it. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I was like, I actually kind of like this, I guess.
Yeah.
I would never order it on my own, but it was really good.
Oh, you can't order it on your own, right? They come in six packs. You got to have somebody committed to the split.
I'll order them on my own. I love crab rangoons.
Dude, I can't blame it. It's like imitation crab meat with cream cheese in a wonton, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, how can you not like that?
Yeah.
Nail on the head.
There's so much umami going on there. You know, there's the crab meat. There's the little, like, crispiness of the wonton.
Yeah.
Like,
fold.
The fold, it's like a little...
Folded, but not really.
It's like a pretty little flower.
There's a spot where I lived in North Little Rock. God, I'm trying to remember the name of this place. But anyways.
Bill Clinton's hometown.
No, he was born in, what was it, Hope?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, just where he was, like, from, I guess.
Yeah. But anyways, no, they had this Japanese restaurant. And, man, they had the best egg rolls there. Do you like egg rolls?
No, I love egg rolls.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, it was, of course, like a normal egg roll, you know, tastes delicious. But the consistency of it was like a funnel cake.
I mean, what?
Whoa.
What?
Not. Dude,
my head just exploded. Hold on.
Yeah, that sweet. Sounds kind of crazy.
Not sweet, but like, you know, really, really crispy and like the crispiness of a funnel cake.
Oh, wow.
It just needs powdered sugar.
I mean, you may as well.
At this point, you're two steps ahead of the game.
Yeah.
But wow.
That was best.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, close on Sundays, though. Seems to be a trend with great things. Chick-fil-A, too.
I don't know, like, I don't know how well traveled you guys are, but what's your favorite, like, state for food?
State?
Where's the best meal you've ever had?
There's good things that I'm going to have when I come west, but, like, there's things that get me more excited, and, you know, I hate to be like that, but, you know, it's
at
like,
home?
Well, like, when I come out west, I know that I'm going to pass Jack in the Box. I don't have those at home. You know, there's Del Tacos. And so it's like, not everything is like the best food or like you're like this awesome restaurant that I want to go to. But, you know, it's like these things that I'm like, well, I'm not home and I can't get this when I go home. But, I mean, California did really well. I mean, New Mexico's green chili on burritos. How do you go away from that? You know, it's like nobody does it like them.
Yeah.
Dude, I will say, this might be a controversial take. I'm not a big green chili fan.
Yeah.
But this is coming from a person that likes spicy stuff, that likes chilies. Like,
yeah.
I feel like out here, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's probably because you haven't spent like a substantial amount of time like kind of living here.
Yeah.
But everybody puts green chilies in everything.
Yeah.
And half the time it just sucks. Like, right. It's like a bad dish that they just like threw green chilies in.
But it's like a staple out here, right? Like, that's the same.
I think it's more New Mexico. But it is a staple definitely in the Southwest. That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily have like a certain state. Because, man, I mean, like for me, I'm a hole in the wall kind of person too. I love finding a hole in the wall.
Yeah. There's nothing better.
No, there's really not. Now, I have had certain states that I've gone to that I didn't, you know, necessarily love their food. But
well, like, name it.
Yeah, I was going to say, call them out, man. The whole state.
I'll call it out. I tell people all the time. So I lived in Missouri for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Man, their food sucks. I mean, it is terrible. Sorry, Missouri. Y'all are nice people. Kansas City, great place. Y'all's food sucks, though.
Yeah. The only thing they really have going for them is the Kansas City, like,
got the barbecue.
Barbecue.
I mean, it's
Springfield cashew chicken's kind of world famous.
Okay, too. The cashew chicken's pretty incredible. Springfield's sweet. Springfield is a great place all around.
Yeah.
But man, the Kansas City barbecue, and maybe I just went to the wrong places, but where they really got me was they do, you know, the slices, which is fine. It's good. But then they do it on sliced white bread.
Yeah, that's how you should do it.
Man, it's like gummy and nasty by the end of it.
No, that's like how you do it.
Dude. Oh, man. No, I need
a bun. What kind of bread? Oh, on a bun? Oh, like a potato bun?
Yeah, or like a brioche bun or whatever.
I will say I like it on like potato bread better.
Yeah,
but
with a little firmness.
If you go to any good barbecue place like in North Carolina, like it's always on white bread.
I forget North Carolina's the same. They've got their own take on barbecue too.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's funny is that North Carolina's divided between East and West.
Really?
It's based on barbecue sauce, yeah. I forget which one it is exactly, but I think it's Eastern Carolina. Their barbecue sauce is vinegar-based, and Western North Carolina is mustard-based sauce, and there's like a huge rivalry around it. Yeah, I might be getting those mixed up, but that is the center of the controversy.
Interesting.
They both went in my book. So
I went to a barbecue place the other day in Austin, Texas, that was Michelin star rated.
What?
Really?
Barbecue? Yeah. I think it's like the only one in the world that's like a barbecue that's Michelin star rated. And it was,
the star was deserved.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was literally La Barbecue. It was unbelievable how good it was. I think that's like probably the number one barbecue I've had or like close to it. There's a place in Charlotte, North Carolina called Noble Smoke. And that is like unreal.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely love some barbecue.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you, like, the best place to get it, but if we're stopping at barbecue, I'm interested.
Yeah.
There's going to be something on the menu.
Whenever somebody tells me, like, I don't like barbecue, I'm like, you've never had good barbecue.
Yeah.
I know it because it's always, my girlfriend was that way. Yeah. She was like, I don't really, like, care for barbecue. And I'm like, I just don't think you've ever had good barbecue. Yeah. She grew up in Michigan, so, like, you can't blame her. Like, they have no barbecue culture up there. Some would even argue they have no culture. But, when we went to La Barbecue, she was like, this is really good. And I took her to Noble Smoke, so my two favorite places, and she really loved it. So.
Yeah.
Dude, show them a good time.
Exactly. Yeah. Not a long time, but a good time.
Arkansas has great food, in my opinion, though. It's definitely like one of those places where it's probably slept on, I'm sure. You know, every state always thinks their food's the best, you know, because it's what you get used to. But it was funny. I was watching a YouTube channel here recently, and they were testing one dish from every state, you know, kind of what the state's known for. And for some reason, a bunch of people in Arkansas picked chocolate gravy, which, don't get me wrong, I love chocolate gravy. But the reason I'm confused is because I had no idea that it wasn't a thing other places.
Sounds like a stage name.
Have you ever had chocolate gravy, though?
Yeah, but I don't know. Not in a long time.
What
I think
the hell is chocolate gravy?
It's like breakfast gravy.
Dude, it's incredible.
Wait, what?
I'd swim in it if I could. Yeah, it's incredible.
What is it? What's in it?
It's chocolate.
I think just chocolate. I don't know. My mom used to always. Or someone in my family used to make it. But anyways. Yeah, it's just like basically just chocolate sauce that you put on biscuits, and it's incredible.
See, dude,
chocolate gravy.
This is my issue with Arkansas. You guys do some weird stuff down there.
Hey, well, hear me out.
The cheesy bread that you guys make and like
cheesy bread.
Oh, he hates that the pizza place puts so much cheese on a couple hot dog buns and calls it cheesy bread.
It's an abomination. It is so straight. There's nothing wrong with cheese and bread. Cheese and bread is amazing to you.
Yeah.
It is an age-old thing.
Yeah.
But the way you guys do it just seems, like, sinful.
Well, like, dude, it's not going to look healthy for sure when it comes out.
Yeah.
But on a hot dog bun?
Well, that's what we had left.
Where'd you take them?
We didn't take them. Grant sent this. And
Grant sends me pictures all the time, and it makes me so mad.
We were at Gassano's. Gassano's
doesn't have the best cheese bread. I mean, it's okay, but I mean, it's I wouldn't say it's like Arkansas style at all.
I don't think Arkansas has a pizza style. I think we're kind of robbing from a lot of
chocolate gravy seems bread. Heinous.
But yeah, we don't necessarily have a style.
I think you'd dig it. I think you'd be into it.
Oh, it's
a lot of spice, so.
No, they thought it was going to be the craziest thing in the world, and they ended up. yeah, picking it as like one of their top things out of all the states, and they were shocked. Yeah,
it's delicious. I honestly can't. I don't really have like much of a ground to stand on because like in Maine, like the only thing that we have up there is lobster.
Yeah,
that's like our big thing, which is lobster is amazing.
Yeah. Right,
but it's like a lot of our culture like centers around it, which is kind of insane. But also like the state drink of Maine is Allen's Coffee Brandy.
Dang it.
It's great. That I think that's like the soda of Maine or something, but like the alcoholic beverage is Allen's Coffee.
This reminds me like it's like a Faygo.
Allen's what?
Faygo. Coffee Brandy.
Coffee Brandy.
Yeah.
I can get into that. Sounds great.
It's like $3 for like half a gallon. It's not good. Yeah.
I can probably get into that.
Yeah. You can try. You can try. Yeah. You're going to have a miserable hangover. But
I mean, I know, but.
Hungover and buzz.
Try anything once.
Off that coffee. Running.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, guys. We just want to take a quick break. Make sure to use the code MOXIE15 for 15% off on your next order. You can use this code in the promo section of BackwoodsAdventureMods.com. And that code is MOXIE15. And that's MOXIE15. And now back to our episode.
Well, where are you guys off to next?
Dude, Sedona tonight.
You guys are going to go back up that way?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's really not much anything else further past where we're at right now. So it's like, we can go up to Sedona, and then that'll give us like a 17-hour drive home tomorrow.
Yeah. We thought about going to White Sands, but...
Yeah, it's kind of far.
Yeah, it's a bit far. It's too far. That's the thing. It's like a bummer, man. It's like we're so close to Saguaro and as well as White Sands, and you're like,
yeah. It's like if we had one extra day, we'd probably do it. But you know, it's just like, shoot, we're ready to get.
I was gonna say same. I'm ready to get home.
Yeah, see the dogs,
see them wife.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't blame you. It's hard. I mean. The West is expansive. There's a lot of like area to cover, you know?
Yeah.
And I would say like also, Bisbee, I think just got demarcated as like another dark sky.
Are we close to Bisbee?
No, I mean, you're hours from Bisbee. You're going the wrong way. You're going down towards like the bottom of Texas. Or you're going down towards like El Paso is what I should say. But yeah, you don't want to go that way. But
Amarillo by morning is what we're shooting for.
Yeah, dude, I really don't like that stretch through Amarillo. It's so like bleak.
Yeah,
well, especially this time of the year, it's like always kind of gray and like
it's pretty dead.
Yeah,
it's pretty dead.
Reminds me of the Delta, you know. So
if you're going through Amarillo though, the that park is like right there.
Cadillac Ranch?
No, it's called
Maris.
Maris, yeah.
It is. It is just off there. We've been there before. Super crazy because everything else is flat, and all of a sudden you come up to the canyon, Paladuro, and it's beautiful. Like I said, you've been staring at flat stuff for probably the last few hours. All of a sudden you see a hole in the earth. You're like, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is nice. It is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember last year this time I took a Ford excursion to go to Maris, and I drove there from Fort Worth.
This excursion, the same one that you brought to Jambo?
Yeah, exactly. I drove there from Fort Worth, which was like, I mean, hours. It was, I forget how, I think it was like 7 hours or something like that. Yeah. And I got there and I went to go, and it was my own fault. Like, it was nothing against them, but it was totally my fault. But I got there and I went to go, like, buy my day pass. Mm-hmm. And I walk in the building and they're like, oh, we're closed for the week. Like, we have a controlled hunt going on. And I was like,
oh,
you're kidding me right now.
I was like,
I'm being hunted.
Yeah, I was like, are you for real? Like, and they were just like, yeah, sorry, you can come back next week. And I was like, no, I can't. Yeah. I was like, damn it. So I had to stay in Amarillo overnight. And I was just like, this sucks.
But, yeah.
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 Did you take a swing at the 72-ounce steak or hard pass while you were in Amarillo?
I didn't take a swing at it, unfortunately. You know what was really annoying is... a couple of weeks ago, I actually drove from here back to North Carolina because we bought a car out here and drove back to North Carolina. But we went through Texas and we had zero good food. We went through El Paso at like 5 o'clock on a Sunday. And I was with my buddy who's like never been out here before.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, El Paso, that's the place for Tex-Mex. Like, it is Tex-Mex capital.
Yeah.
I was like, we'll stop. We'll get some really good Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, dude, I'm like so into it. I'm like, all right, cool. Not a single Tex-Mex place was open. Not a single one. Oh, and I was like, what's happening? And you might be thinking to yourself, like, oh, Sunday, places close. All of them were, like, opening in 2 hours. And I was like, what place opens at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night? It was the strangest, weirdest hours. So we got no Tex-Mex. I introduced them to Whataburger instead, which is, like, fine.
Right. Get the spicy ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we got to...
That's what the rave's about.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have to wait long for Whataburger? That's like the real.
No, it was quick. It was quick.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's do it different.
And it's like a sit down restaurant back home now.
I'm sure. We did stop at a great place in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, though, on that same trip.
Really?
It was called Hooligans. And it was like a little like mom and pop place. Apparently, it's like a Tuscaloosa staple. Mm-hmm. But they had the best, I didn't do my best to say this, gyros that I've ever had in my entire life. They were. Bomb.
Say it again.
Yeah, what was that?
Hooligans.
No.
Euros.
Oh,
Euros?
Yeah, I pronounced this wrong yesterday. My wife made me feel like an idiot, so.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, how'd you pronounce it? Gyro?
Gyros?
No, he Euro.
Oh, yeah, no, he goes, he goes, yeah, Joe was eating one of those heroes.
No.
Yeah,
that's how it sounded. Hero. That's how people thought it sounded.
One of them heroes.
Yeah, Euro.
Yeah, right after saying La Jolla.
Oh, man, dude.
Oh, La Jolla.
Yeah,
La Jolla.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
La Jolla.
Oh, that's how I tell the wife, I'm like, you know, the first time I went out, I'm like, oh, there's this real pretty place. I think I'm going to go there and get some coffee early in the morning, you know. And she's like, well, what's it called? And I tell her, I say, it's La Jolla. And she, for the life of her, she's like, what? You know, she keeps thinking about it. And she's like, well, where are you at? Where are you near? And I tell her, and she's saying, yeah, corrected me.
She's you know, like, no.
When I say I'm lucky,
not
man.
Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she's like, two L's, those are Y's, you know, and really trying to get me right for this next trip out here. But they put up with me. I mean,
they do the best.
Right. You know, it's like, well, he sure tries hard. He does it with a smile on his face. Let's just send him out of here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. No, I mean, it's some of the stuff that I not necessarily hear most say, but definitely like for food for sure. I mean, it's every single time I go out to eat with him, I'm just like, how are you 55 years old, you know, and still eating like you're five, you know? It's just, man, he is stuck to the same thing.
He's a chicken dandy, man.
Yeah, and I'm a creature of habit, too. It's like when I go to a restaurant and I find what I like, that's what I'm going to get at that restaurant, you know?
Like, I can't.
I'm going to walk in, I'm going to get that, you know? I'm not going to just stray from what I know is amazing.
All right, I'll tell you this. This absolutely blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started working at Backwoods, I bring Mo a vanilla latte one day, right, from Starbucks.
Yeah.
He looks at me, and he goes, huh, this is pretty good. And I said, yeah, dude, it's just vanilla latte. He goes, oh, I've never had one before.
I believe it. I totally believe that. Yeah, that story did not catch me by surprise.
You just had Baja Blast.
Yeah, Baja Blast, same thing.
Good for you.
What, Mountain Dew? 3 weeks ago?
Well, over the summer, same thing. You know, I was like, I guess I'll try it. And, you know, go figure, Mountain Dew, hit it out of the park again.
Right. Yeah, I can't believe it's for as much of a Mountain Dew lover as you are, that you'd never tried that before.
Well, it's the same. You know that the Mountain Dew tried and true, man, is proper. It's going to hit right, you know.
Do you still have your Mountain Dew sling I gave you?
Yes. Yeah, man.
That thing was a real treasure.
Dude, my wife loved that. You know, she's like, all the Mountain Dews, really? You know, it's like, because I had a Code Red in there.
Had you ever had any of those ones?
No, Code Red was good too.
Dude.
Man.
You gotta get that Red 40 in your system, dude. You gotta get more of it in you.
Yeah. I need more Mountain Dews, right?
I feel like you just took a last step until like the age of like maybe eight
of just food you liked. And then after that, you're like, well, throwing that list away, stored the memory.
Yeah. Cheeseburgers, donuts. That was one thing I knew I'd survive in California, yeah. man. There's more burger and donut stands in that state than maybe anywhere yeah. else. And I was like, dude, man, I love seeing all these places thrive.
What is it with donut places in LA?
I don't know.
I always say that. Like, dude, there is a donut shop on like every corner. And I'm like, yeah. why?
And maybe like open, this? Most of them open 24 hours a day. You know, it's like they are just up and running.
It's crazy. I feel like I don't see people eat donuts all that often, but like,
no, but they're thriving.
Yeah. Whenever at the donut offices, we like, we'll have donuts like every, how fitting, right?
Right. And, for namesake.
Yeah. For namesake. But we'll have donuts like
donuts
once or twice or once every other week or something like that. But they always come from a different place, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, you can do that. You can do that out there. I mean, they're thriving.
Yeah.
You go out there quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you guys will see some more exciting things from me and Donut in the near future.
That's awesome, man.
So this next year I'm going to be on with them more full time.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Which is great. And we've been planning some trips and we have some like pretty crazy things that we're going to do next year. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, that's we have awesome. Some pretty crazy projects coming up, so I'm really excited for those things. But
that's right, man.
Yep.
You got the whole year planned next year already?
Some of it. I've done, I'll give you guys like a little preamble and insight into what else is going on this year, but I go to pick up a Grenadier on Wednesday.
Sweet.
And then that's going to be mine for a little while. And then I have a 80 series that I bought.
Come on.
Nice. I have a 100 series that I bought.
I saw it. It looks good.
Yep. And the 100 series is going to undergo some major renovations.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, we're going to have some pretty neat things going on. But, yeah, I'm excited.
Dude, I hope our paths cross next year.
I hope so as well. Yeah, I hope both you boys both have a very Merry Christmas along with everyone else back at the Backwoods facility.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Same, right back at you. You and yours have the best holidays,
dude. Ever. Absolutely, for sure. Yeah. It was great meeting you too, for sure. Yeah,
you as well.
Yeah, it was
a pleasure.
Yeah, it's funny. Like Grant and Mo always tell me about you, and yeah, it's funny. Like, well,
hopefully, good stories. West,
say something funny.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mountain West, I think maybe is what it was. We thought you were gonna be out there in York, and
oh yeah,
it would, yeah, so I missed you out on that one, but yeah, definitely glad we were able to catch you out on this one.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys came through. It was
seriously
really nice.
Appreciate you taking time out of your day. Come hang with us, sit down here in this studio that's amazing and arrange all this for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm happy to. Anytime you guys are in town, just let me know and we'll do the same thing again.
Absolutely. Roger that.
Heck yeah.
We'll be back.
Yeah. All right.
Next year.
Or you guys can come visit me out in LA, whichever one.
Dude, let's go, man. Thrive out there. West Hollywood, here we come.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, boys. Well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. You bet, man.
Yeah. Hey, guys. And yeah, check us out at backwoodsadventuremods.com. Instagram is backwoodsadventuremods. YouTube is same, backwoodsadventuremods. And yeah, guys, thank you so much.
Peace. You bet. See ya.